KFIV-BT, Lake Charles, K261-EB, and KQJO-FM. St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Not encourage them to keep seeking you during this raid. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just worship you in this day. We thank you for the weather, God. And even though it's been hot for some, amen. Praise God. And we're thankful that we have a roof over our head. We're thankful that we have air conditioning or whatever it is, God, to keep us cool during this time. And those that are not, don't have air conditioner or fans or whatever, Lord, help them today. There's no reason why they shouldn't have, Lord God, because you have all things. And Lord, help them in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful and thankful today. Hallelujah. For your goodness and mercy, even in this day, we pray that we would touch. You would touch the hearts of those, Lord God, right now that are listening to the radio, those that have been discouraged during the night, hallelujah. And even in this day, God, that need a miracle, we're praying for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
I'm gonna stay under the blood. I'm gonna stay under the blood. I'm gonna stay under the blood. Oh, and the world can't do me no harm.
What about you today? Are you going to stay under the blood? It's the only thing that can make your sins white as snow.
Yes.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me whiter than snow. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, brothers and sisters, we count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you on this day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, again, if you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints on this station. To all of our friends at the Hilltop Nursing Home, we bid you Godspeed and want to invite all of our brothers and sisters. If you're in the area, you're certainly welcome to join us at the Hilltop Nursing Home every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And we go there and we share the Word of God with our brothers and sisters that are less fortunate, that are not able to attend church service. And we give you that invitation, too. Maybe your church service doesn't start until 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. You're certainly welcome to come be our guest. Amen. You're welcome to be our guest and to come be with us. And we thank and praise God for you on that note. Minister Mitchell, anything else? Any shouts out or anything like that?
Amen. We just want to thank God. Amen. And praying for those that are, like I said, even in my prayer, those that are out there that's discouraged, amen. Look up. Look up and live. Look up and live. Amen. It's not over yet until God said it's over. Praise God. And I know you might have got a bad report. Praise God. But with God, if there's a good report, because a good report say we trust the Lord. Amen. Those things that we're believing God for, we should be preparing for. Amen. We know that our Redeemer liveth. Praise God. And I know that things can be despondent and get discouraged and what a lot of things, amen. But we're to keep our mind on focus on Jesus. There's so many voices out there. There's so much distraction out there. And I know that many would, believe what the news is saying. Praise God. Believe in what our president is saying. Believe in what going on around us, but God's word overrides even all of that that we see with our naked eye. Amen. We got to continue to trust the Lord. And that, you know, that the word about trusting God means just that. We got to trust him.
All right, going to go to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what your prayer request is?
Amen. My name is Philanda. I'm calling for guidance.
Where are you calling from, Philanda?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. All right. Praise God. Amen. And you say you're calling for guidance. Listen, I don't know if you're trying
guidance
to listen to us. Guidance and direction?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Philanda, I want to share this with you, too, and I don't know if you can hear us, but you're probably going to hear a seven-second delay if you're trying to listen to us on your phone and your computer, whatever the case may be. But are you following us pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great, 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 great. Philanda, just want to share this with you, too. When you're born again, and you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ living on the inside, Jesus said that he would lead us into all truth and righteousness. And you know what? All you have to do is just sometimes get quiet and ask these questions and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Just like I'm talking to you. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you, Philanda, is because a lot of times we get so codependent on people, and Christ wants to have that relationship with you, just like you're talking to me. And you're saying, and it's truly, we're going to touch and agree with you, but Jesus wants you to be able to come to him and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you know what happens is we're living in a generation now where folks are wanting to be looked up as to something or someone great, when we should be pointing all of our brothers and sisters back to a relationship with Jesus, to the point just like where I'm having a relationship with you and Minister Mildred and myself are having a conversation with you. Jesus wants us to be able to talk to him just like that. There's nothing you can't go to him with. So can I ask you this question before we go any further? What's in your heart? What direction is in your heart? Because I perceive in the spirit that there's already a direction in your heart.
That is true. There is a direction in my heart, but I'm at a standstill. Like, I don't want to do anything out of order. I just want to make sure I follow every instruction that the Lord gives me. I don't want to leave nothing out and add nothing in. So I want to make sure that.
In other words, she's saying she don't want to be wavering in her thought. If she believe in God to lead you in a direction, you want to be make sure that this is God is speaking, not you, right?
I don't want to do anything out of order.
That's it.
Amen.
So you have to stay in. It's like Bishop was saying. Bishop, you just said it's true. You know, we have to stay tuned in with the Spirit of the Lord. Go to him. And, you know, I'm reminded even when she said that, that used to be my prayer all the time. And I always wanted to call the man or woman of God, stay with my husband. What God is saying, and you know, and Bishop used to always tell me, go back to seeing what God is saying to you. And that's just the truth. I didn't get the answers through men, and even though I wanted them to side with me or is God speaking to you? God can speak directly to you because you're directly in tune with him. And when you're in tune with him and you're seeking him, he definitely will speak right to you. And you, like you said, you don't want to go out of the will of God because believe me, going out of the will of God is going to cause you a lot of headaches. We've been there, everybody. I can say the people of God that has, you know, going on this road, that yes, been out of the will of God. And I'm telling you, sometimes it looks like it takes you a lifetime getting back in tune. And it's just the truth. I know we don't like to say it like that, but sometimes you can get out there and go ahead of God and you will mess up. And it looks like you can find your way. But one thing about it, when you truly, truly seek God, he will lead and he will guide you like his word said. Amen.
Amen.
I guess at the end of the day, my sister, what it all boils down to, the Holy Ghost is saying, stop looking for confirmation through people.
Well,
and that's what I was looking for.
I know, I know. I love you. I love you enough to beat around the bush.
That's what I was looking for.
I took you to New York. Then we made a quick pit stop through New Jersey.
She said,
Yeah, I know exactly. And that's why I was quiet listening, because the Holy Spirit was telling me that listen, so I'm looking for confirmation through men. So if I make mess up, I can blame somebody else.
Somebody
but at
there.
The end of the day,
because
there's folks living messed up lives right now because they're listening to the confirmation of what somebody else said.
Tell it true.
It's people living out and listening. And when I share this with you, I share this with you because when you get it from the Lord,
my God,
and you get it from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost may give you confirmation about something, and somebody else will come along and make it sound like it's so bad. And that if I was you now, when the Holy Ghost tell you something, if the Holy Ghost tell you that, listen, I'm doing this so that you can suffer and give me glory, I don't care what prophet come along, I don't care what man of God come along, nobody can change that.
Preach.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul was told that if he goes to Jerusalem, and he's going to be mistreated and mishandled by the hands of the people there. And another prophet by the name of Agabus came and grabbed Paul, snatched his girdle off, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, and said, the man who this girdle belonged to, if he goes to Jerusalem. So after hearing all of that, the people that didn't really understand having a relationship with Jesus Christ for themselves said, Paul, did you hear what the man of God said? Don't go to Jerusalem.
All right.
But now watch this. Jesus had told him to go.
Had already told
the man of God came in so many words and the theatrics of crying, saying he didn't never tell Paul not to go. He said, but if you go, and sometime the folk around us who we look to be so spiritual and confident in and so holy and righteous, they will come with theatrics, and then you saying, oh Lord. Well, you know what though? Sister, when you know your assignment, it don't matter about the theatrics.
Come on, preacher.
It don't matter what the prophet said. When you know what Jesus done told you. So I can tell you something, but if Jesus told you something, it doesn't matter what I say.
Amen.
It matters what Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we've got to get people back to. We've got to get people out of this being spoon-fed what the prophet says, spoon-fed what the pastor says. No, our assignment is to stand with you so you can hear what Jesus said.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And when you stand with what he said, the outcome don't always feel good. You hear
Amen.
Me? It don't always feel good. But the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, you'll say, Lord, not my will, your will be done.
Hey, that's the word there.
Because, see, people will come prophesy to you and prophesy to you and tell you this and tell you that. And at the end of the day, you done wasted 5, 6, 7 years of your precious time.
And that's disobedience.
Trying to prove something to people.
Walking in disobedience because you listen to what man is saying when God done really gave you instructions. And you might as well hear what he's saying.
If the Lord say, go forward and don't look back, that's what he means.
Amen.
If that's what he says, that's what he means. Amen. And if he says flee, you know the word flee don't mean just passively walk.
No.
It means put some pep in your step and get to going.
Get to going.
As the young folks say, throw up some deuces.
I don't know what that means, but
throw up some deuces and keep on moving. But no, my sister, I believe that you have the ability to hear what the Lord is telling you.
My God.
I think what it is, there's just a little fear. Doubt.
Amen.
Uncertainty.
That's the truth. Amen.
And God don't want you that way. He don't want you that way, beloved. Minister Mitchell, come on, let's pray with her.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we touch and agree with our sister on today,
in the name of Jesus,
oh God, lead her, Lord God, like only you can do. Direct her, Lord God. Lord, assure her, hallelujah, that this is you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that she can't go wrong, hallelujah, with your lead. And we thank you as we touch and agree that it is so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, beloved, listen, whatever it is, stand on God's word and know that it is done already, all right?
Amen, thank you.
All right, God bless you now.
God bless you.
All right.
Caller, you on the air. Thought you was.
You got to get him again.
I gotta get him.
Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what your prayer request might be?
Yes, sir. Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, you give us those great moments of inspiration every Saturday at this same time and same hour. This is your God, Guns and Gold, man, your Bible, Bullets and Beans, man. telling everybody to get ready.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
We missed y'all last week, and there must be something wrong with the phone because I've been calling.
We was here last week.
Clicking off, so I don't know what's going on. There's the devil over there messing with them switches and stuff, I guess.
Huh? No. We don't give no credit to no devils now.
No, well, I'm just saying, but something's wrong because, like I said, I called, and then Minister Mildred said, hold, and then all of a sudden it click off, and so I had to call back again.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then it's called technical difficulty.
When I first called, it said that your number was out of order or wasn't working, and this wasn't a non-working number. I said, oh, boy.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on with that, with the number you can dial locally. I don't know. Maybe the 800 number is working better. But anyway, this is what I wanted to pray for. My old knees are messed up there.
What did you say? Your what now?
Old knees.
Well, they can't get better because you want them to stay old.
Oh, call them old. They won't get better. They're getting old.
Yeah, you didn't already call what you want them to be.
I don't want to
be old.
Huh? You want some what kind of knees?
There, Bishop Townsend.
You want some what now?
New knees.
Well, listen, you got to pet them and say, listen, knees, I love you. And I'm going to treat you better. I'm going to get some things for you that's going to make you feel better. See, people don't understand the power of words.
That's the truth, Bishop.
People don't understand that. And, I mean, this is one of the things that I like about this walk with God and walk of salvation. The Bible says, by your words, you are justified. Mm. And by your words, you're good. Because every time we say, man, these old knees giving me trouble, they're going to keep giving us trouble. I know this is a word many people don't like to gravitate toward, but it is the truth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
It's just the truth.
And when we learn to reprogram our mind and reprogram our mouth and reprogram our tongue, then we will begin to see a big turnaround happening in our life.
But I look at Paul, too. Now, you have to have grace because Paul wasn't healed from that thorn in his side, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at all.
So you're equating yourself with Paul. So tell me what abundant revelations you've been having.
Okay. But look. Anyway, I know there are plenty of people who want to call and stuff. I just wanted to give some, I don't know if you ever heard of Reverend White. He's a local pastor here, but his son was killed in New Iberia, and they got a great show called Sugartown about him on Discovery ID.
Wow.
If you got Discovery ID.
Sorry to hear that.
What do you call it? On Demand. Sunlink has it. I know DirecTV and Dish has it.
Next
app you can go to. I wish all your callers and listeners would tune into that show called Sugartown about the New Iberia Parish Police Department and stuff and how Victor White III was killed. And Reverend Victor White is a real good friend of mine. And he's something that him and Tony Brown have been pushing this for the last 4 years now, and they finally got some national recognition with Discovery ID. But it's going to be on for a whole month, so you can get it on demand free by going to ID Presents on the on-demand segment and look for Sugartown. It's about 2 hours long. But I tell you, you and your wife would cry, and your listeners and callers, they would cry. But Reverend White's using the Lord. He said he's not taking vengeance. He's taking Jesus justice to Sheriff Ackle and stuff. So he's not saying go out and kill nobody because they killed my son. He's saying seek justice. So he's truly a man of God.
Yes,
all right.
But, I just want to tell one more thing, and then I'm going to go, because I know a lot of people want to call and pray with you and stuff like that. 4 o'clock in Leesville, Louisiana, at the Martin Luther King Center, Reverend White and Tony Brown are going to have a big forum about this black fella that got killed, Sherelle Lewis, and he got run over by a white fella, and he said the N-word and stuff about him and stuff. So they're having a big forum down there from 4 until down there in Leesville, Louisiana. So we need to pray for all those people in Leesville that's going through some of the same stuff in New Iberia and stuff.
Yes, sir.
God bless you there, Minister Mildred and Bishop Talon. Like I said, you give us those great moments of inspiration. We can't do without you.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you
so much. All right. If you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with Bishop Kenny Townsend and Minister Mildred Townsend here every Saturday from 11 to 12. Listen, praying for your most urgent prayer needs. Yes, we do believe that prayer changes things, not some things, but prayer changes all things. And
Amen.
No matter what it is you're going through, amen, you might be depressed. You might be going through some terrible ordeals in your life. But I'm here to tell you that the power of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't change. Amen. It doesn't change. It still reaches the highest mountain. It still flows to the lowest valley. Amen. The same blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary is still transforming lives on a day-to-day basis. Amen. It's not a figment of our imagination. And I tell believers this all the time too, Minister Mildred. We didn't walk the shores with Jesus. We didn't see the blind eyes opened up. We did not see the deaf ears unstopped. We did not see, amen, the dead being raised back to life in that particular locale or that particular time. But this is what he said pertaining to us as believers today. He said, Thomas, you believe because you have seen. You stuck your hand in the hole, prints of my hand. You stuck your hand in the hole where they speared me in the side. He said, but now to those of us in this dispensation, he said, blessed are they that believe,
yes,
but have not seen. We have somewhat of an advantage.
My God.
We have somewhat of an advantage. It's easy to believe God for what you can see.
Amen.
It's easy to say, God, I trust you for what you can see. Amen. So Shermont Hall Stephen said, good morning. Pray for me for finances to pay bills due current. Amen. Well, one thing, your father knows what you have need of, beloved. Amen. And one of the things that you have to stand for. See, I tell people like this all the time. Don't talk about what your problem is. Talk about what your solution is. Jesus. Amen. Begin to tell people, listen, say, Lord, listen, I got some bills coming up. These are your bills.
Your bills.
I know, listen, I faithfully give towards your work. So one thing about it, God is not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Because he said these words. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, running over, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. When we stand on the word of God and we quote God's word back out into the ether wave, it has to magnify and intensify. Your words are just like a rock on a lake. Amen. You throw a rock on a lake, Minister Mildred, and you see the waves rippling. And those waves begin to ripple, and they ripple so far until you don't see them no more. Mm. But there's a stop point, and when it stops, those waves ripple right back your way. You can't see that. In other words, whatever we do toward the things of God, God has mandated, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. If I sow love, I can't help but to get love back.
Amen.
If I sow happiness, I can't help but to get happiness back. If I sow joy, I can't help but to get joy back. Watch this. If I sow finances, listen at me carefully. If I sow finances, I can't help but to get it back. Well, Bishop, I don't know. Seem like I help everybody, and the more people I help, seem like no nobody want to help me. Listen to what you're sowing with your mouth.
Sowing some negativity.
Listen to what you're sowing with your mouth. You're sowing people to help them financially, but your mental aspect is saying, but when I help other people, I can't get nobody to help me. Listen to what you're speaking into existence.
And you're saying you don't believe the word of God, because if God's word done already said that you're going to get back what you put out, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. And we got to know that when we put out, it's coming back. Whether it's negative,
oh, yes,
it's coming back, y'all. Amen. Whether it's positive, it's coming back. Everything. That's why we got to be so careful what we even put,
oh, yes,
out of this mouth. What we ever say, you know, because, yes, the words can be forgiven, but many times it can't be forgotten. A lot of times we just continuously put out negativism, always talking about this or that. But if it's not beneficial, you're going to reap just what you sown. Amen. And we got to know that that's more than just monies. Amen. It's every day saying stuff negative. You got to catch yourself and repent of it right then and there and cast these thoughts down that you're putting out there or you're saying. You know, you have to really, really just take it, you know.
Inventory.
Yes, over yourself and just, you know, I had to do it. Lord knows, because I used to speak so negative. I didn't understand it before I got into it. I used to speak just doom stuff. And a lot of time, and I said, Lord, I see why a lot of time when I first got saved, it looked like everything was going wrong. Because a lot of things that I put out there, amen, I had to reap it. Praise God. And I thank God for, I know today, to speak those things that are right, Bishop, these things that are good, these things of a good report. You know, we have to think of those things, and we have to speak things that are going to bring, you know, healthy things and thoughts back to us and good things in our lives. Praise God.
Amen. While you're thinking about calling in, the number to call, those of you that are out there on Facebook, if you'd like to call in for prayer, or testimony, you'd like to give your praise report, the number is 1-877-464-2500. Minister Miller, we're going to take just a brief break, and when we come back, amen, the phone line is still open. We'll get your calls if you decide to call, but we're going to take a brief pause for the calls. Don't even think about touching that dial. You've got it tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints.
Art LaTex. Here we come with Shreveport's 9th Annual Pre-Labor Day Blues Festival. Sunday, September 2nd, Festival Plaza in downtown Shreveport. Starring the Queen of Southern Soul, Miss Jody. The legendary David Brinston. The Godfather, Carl Sims. It ain't over. We also have Fez. Vail Hollywood.
Is you 25 and up?
And Louisiana's own Cheater Jones. Shreveport's 9th Free Labor Day Festival. Sunday, September 2nd in downtown Shreveport. Lawn chairs welcome. Tickets available in Shreveport at Lil J's Music, King of Wings, On Time Fashion Downtown, Vernon's Barbershop in Bossier City, Quick Car Wash in Minden, Louisiana, Golden Lady in Texarkana, Sound City in Marshall, Texas, and Bestial Auto in Natchitoches, Louisiana. For vendor and information, 318-272-7779 or 318-220-6118.
Marty Entertainment is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Play, learn, and grow together at Plaza 28 Learning Center, 6501 Coliseum Boulevard, Suite 700F in Alexandria. Their number, area code 318-704-6447. They have a self-contained facility in which encourages children to engage in learning through play, activities, and prepare them for school. Their age groups approved, separated like the infants area. Start at 9 weeks and older. A toddler's area, younger up to 1 year old. And they have a 1 year and older room, a 2 year older room, as well as a 3 year older room. Their motto of success, a whole child's approach at Plaza 28 Learning Center. Define their policies and practices and relationships that assure each child in each age group is healthy, safe, active, and engaged, supported, and challenged. They're open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Monday through Friday and closed on the weekend at Plaza 28 Learning Center, located 6501 Coliseum Boulevard, Suite 700M, Alexandria. For more info, their number is area code 318-704-6447 or email dclarklearningcenter@gmail.com. That's dclarklearningcenter@gmail.com. Plaza 28 Learning Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
The Vernon Parish Ministers Association, Dr. Carl Armstead, president, will be having their 4th annual citywide revival August 27th through 29th at 7 p.m. nightly. There'll be a citywide musical held on Sunday, August 26th at 6 p.m. This year's guest evangelist is the Reverend Lee Edward Fields Jr., pastor of the East Mount Olive Baptist Church of Port Arthur, Texas.
Being around people who are stuck in doing things the old way, are stuck in the past, or who will pack aside their past accomplishments can have a means of murdering your spirit.
The revival theme is a strategy for spiritual renewal from 2 Chronicles 7:14. All services will be held at the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, 200 Nona Street in Leesville. Superintendent Maurice Johnson is the pastor and chairman of the citywide revival. The Vernon Parish Ministers Association is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
And we're back. If you've just tuned in, you've not tuned in a moment too soon to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, and my beautiful wife of 32 years, none other than in the person of.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Lady Townsend.
Amen. And truly, again, we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Yes, beloved people of God, listen, that's the whole thing that's going on now. You got a caller. Okay, Minister Mills, you got somebody on the line there. Caller, are you there?
Hello, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling for, please?
Sister Tisha from Baltimore, Maryland.
God bless you, Sister Tisha.
Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Blessed.
Good, good, good. How's the weather up in Baltimore?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
How is the weather up in Baltimore?
Oh, it's hot.
It's hot.
But it's okay. It's nice. Nice and hot.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Well, to what do we owe this great salutation and call for this morning?
I would like prayer for my church family, that they will make the right godly decisions, and as a body, all of us.
Oh, okay. All right. Church family as a body and as a whole.
In unity, yeah.
In unity, yeah. Yeah, we got to pray for unity in the body of Christ because the enemy has worked overtime to create that confusion. And it's our fault, too, because there is no disunity in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The only problem is that we're not learning how to listen to him. And that's where we're having the problem at, because the Bible says there's so many voices out there in the world, and the enemy has worked overtime. He's had over 2,500 years to just create havoc. And so that's why we adamantly point people back to fine-tuning their ear to hear the things of Jesus Christ. Because when you hear the things of what the Savior and the Messiah is saying, you will find out that we won't have all of these problems if we understand what the Word of God is clearly telling us.
That's true.
Amen. But right now we're so caught up in theology. Theology is creating havoc in our life. And there's nothing theological about Jesus other than the fact that he told us to go make disciples. And then he said that the Holy Spirit would lead, direct, and guide us. And so by the time we get this degree and we get that certificate and we get this and we get that, we are so confused until all we know is just like this, every man for himself and God for us all.
Yeah.
You think that's the way he wants us to be?
No. I can answer that.
No, Sister Tisha. No. He don't want us to be that way no more than you studying Dominique.
Amen.
Amen.
I figured I'd get a laugh out you here.
Oh, praise God. God is good.
Amen. Yeah, by the way, how is Dominique?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. I pray he's okay, though.
Hey, okay.
Praise the Lord.
All
God.
Right. See, now, you know what? I thank God for the progress.
Yes, indeed.
I ain't got to go into detail, but I thank God for the progress.
God is
Hallelujah.
Good. All by himself.
Mr. Midget, let's stand. Let's pray with our sister right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we
In
just
the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. Thank
we just
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
even for her prayer request.
Thank you, Jesus.
A unification in the
in the name
church,
of Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord.
And not only
yes,
her church, there's so many churches across this country,
In the
God.
Name of Jesus.
So much
thank
discord.
You, Lord.
And, Lord, you're not in a place where
in
there's
the name of
discord.
Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
You despise
Lord.
Discord. In the name of Jesus. And we're praying, God, that people will get to really know you and to know
Lord.
Your ways, God, and to live for you, Lord, that your, hallelujah, your approval will be upon even the churches across
Lord.
This nation, God. Lord, give us heart after you. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, and all
in
of these
of
places without peace,
yes,
God,
without
Lord. The peace of the Lord, we're praying, God,
thank
that people
you,
will make a change, God, to turn from anything
yes,
that's wicked, God. Lord, that the love of God can come upon these places, God,
yes.
that we call our church. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that
mighty
the body
name.
Of Christ is the true church. But the buildings that we associate in week after week, Lord God, be there,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
Help us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen, beloved. Well, listen, we thank and praise God for your calling. And keep us in your prayers as well, too, because we have a sincere desire to empower God's people in this end time and to get God's people prepared for the coming of the Lord. As the word of God says, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken
Amen.
Up into. Amen. But I can tell you this, Sister Tisha, before you go, we see the growth and development that God is placing in your life.
Amen.
And we just want to encourage
Amen.
You to go on, okay?
And you're, looking, and you're looking so beautiful. I see your pictures, and you're looking so beautiful.
Thank
I see this,
you.
And the grace of God
Praise
all
God.
Upon you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Be blessed.
All
Be
right.
blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you, too, would like to call, the number to call is 877-464-2500 to all of our brothers and sisters out there on the East Coast, on the West Coast. If you're in the Virgin Islands, it doesn't matter. I don't know. You might be over in Australia.
Gotcha,
amen.
Man.
We don't
amen.
Know, amen, what time frame it is
creation.
There. But you are certainly more than welcome to give us a call. The number is toll-free, 877-464-2500. Amen. We've been sharing with God's people, Minister Mildred, the importance of this tongue. The Bible says life and death are in the power of your tongue.
To tell it. Yes.
Amen. And some of the things that we say in our life day to day, whether you know it or not, they have a profound impact on our life day by day. And Minister Mildred, you alluded to something earlier that you spoke about, and you said we got to be careful even what we think, because even though it may not come out of your mouth, thought is a thing.
It's a thing.
And people don't understand this. Everything that you are encompassed about, everything. Listen, this radio that you're hearing us come by, it's a thing, but it was a thought before it became a thing.
You gotta say it.
All right, caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm proud to tell you who I am, and I'm from Louisiana.
You say you proud to tell us who you are?
I'm Leyen Goche. I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Hey, God bless you up there in Lake Charles. God bless you. How you doing today?
I'm highly favored and blessed, excepting we had to rush my son to the hospital. He was having chest pain.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll come in agreement that is all going to be good.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes. We thank you for Mother right now.
Right now, Lord.
And Lord, her son is dear to her, but he's dearer to you because
yes,
you created
Jesus.
Him.
Yes.
And
Lord.
Father, we touch now in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
And arrest the assignment of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we send your healing hand right now.
Right now, Lord.
To touch his mind first and foremost.
Lord,
and to know, Lord God, that you have him in the palm of your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
that you
Lord.
Have him in the hollow of your hand. And death itself cannot pluck him out without going through you. Lord, we ask that you ease this mother's mind, ease her heart, ease her spirit right now to know that it is well in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we send your word to heal this young man, wherever he might be, in the name of Jesus. From his crown of his head to the soles of his feet, raise him up, Lord, as a testimony unto you. In the name of Jesus, and we call it done in Jesus' holy name.
Oh, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I listen to y'all every Saturday.
Do you, Mother?
God bless you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm a spiritually old 80 years old woman.
Listen, I hear a little feistiness in there, too.
Pardon me?
I hear a little feistiness, a little fire up in there.
That's my radio, y'all, on the air.
Okay. All right,
and
Mother.
I got it. I have it in the kitchen that I don't miss nothing. I don't want to miss nothing that the Lord has for me.
Praise the Lord.
The enemy came at me with my son.
All right.
Pain, but the devil is a liar.
That's
Come
right,
on
Mother.
Now.
That's right. The devil is a liar.
And by the blood of Jesus, Michael Jacob going to be totally redeemed.
All right,
in
Mother.
The name
we
of
stand
Jesus.
In agreement with you. That your son is well in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And as a matter of fact, you begin to tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for touching my son.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for raising him up for your glory.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Mother, how old is your son? Just before we let you go, how old is he?
62.
Oh, that's still your baby, though.
That's your baby.
That's still your baby.
Well, I don't have no worries, no, sir, because I'm a spiritual woman of God, and I know what the Lord does.
All right, Mother.
But you got to be for real.
That's it, right. Mother. That's it. You got to be for real.
That's right.
Ain't no
half
stepping.
No, you can't be a half stepping beaver.
Well, Mama, you 80 years old, so I don't think you was half stepping. He let you live here that long, so you've been doing
did.
Something
I've
right.
I've been walking.
All right, Mother.
And I'm totally rooted and grounded, and I done been to hell and back with a hell problem, and the Lord came through and set me free to do His work.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God!
I'm shooting at it.
That's right, Mama. Right, Mother. I love what you said. Now you know what? We need more people to think like you, because you know what you just said. You say you shooting at the devil. We got too many saints talking about I'm under attack. We supposed to be on the attack, Mama.
Well, then, you know what? Can I say something before I go up there?
I'd be offended if you didn't say something, Mother. Go ahead.
Well, you know, people with a mouth and no heart. You got to be a heart person, loaded and rooted and grounded.
That's right, Mother.
To be able to do the Lord's work fully.
Mother, you know what? You know what? And another thing, before you go off the air, I want you to do something, too. You know what I want you to do, Mother?
I'm waiting.
I want you to say a prayer for the elderly folk that they've been shoved up in the corner, who they're not letting this words of wisdom come back out and be a blessing within the confines of the body of Christ. We've got too many people like you that they done made church furniture out of because they ain't young. We in a new generation. Mother, we still need that ancient wisdom. Would you pray that God would touch the hearts of people in these churches to bring the elderly back to the forefront so that they can impart this wisdom to us? Because we got too many folks living for Jesus, but they done got become renegade.
Amen.
Well, you said with you, Father God, as I come in agreement with this brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praying for the elders to come back.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And let them be for real, for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Not a toy to play with.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because Jesus and the Father is not a toy to play with.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Be for real. Be for real.
Thank you, Lord.
Be somebody.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Elders, Lord.
Thank you, Mother.
Turn them around and let them know they're playing toys.
Yes, Lord God.
It's no time to play toys.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time to play Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And every one of
in the name of Jesus.
There, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout the world,
thank you, Lord.
Heart, soul, and mind.
Thank you, Lord.
They know they have gotten old. It's
thank
time
you, Lord.
To make a change.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I send praises and the blessings
oh,
upon
yes.
them. They mind. Touch them from head to feet. Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them realize that the reach your aid.
Oh,
and
yes.
The Lord bless them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and
you,
just
Jesus.
Let them come to the know Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
you
Jesus.
Have to know Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And his son to be somebody on the planet of this earth.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because there's no time.
Hallelujah.
To be toy.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
Mother,
you.
I listened to you every Saturday.
Thank you, Mother. We love you,
but
too.
I was led to get on that phone this morning and call y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like the enemy came after me with my oldest son, 62 years old. He had pneumonia in the hospital, but I ain't worrying about him.
That's right, Mother. That's right.
Right.
It's well in Jesus' name.
The devil is a liar.
That's right, Mother.
He's defeated.
He's defeated.
And he's going to overcome whatever the enemy throwed on him.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right.
It's blind, buried, and the whole package is taken over.
Hallelujah.
We, Mama, I wish I look. I wish I could. I wish I could package you up and bring you to Pineville. I wish I could package you up and bring you to Pineville. We need more. We need some more fire baptized
well,
mothers
listen,
like you.
Let me tell you what, brother. I'm a fired up old 80 years old.
I can hear it. As the country folks say.
I need me to go to Pineville to minister up there. Send me a ticket.
All right. All right.
All right, Mama.
Well, Mother, listen. As them country folks say, girl, you go head on.
Yeah.
Because I tell
you. Listen, you got my number. And if y'all need me to come on the air to pray, just call and I'll be happy to key in with y'all.
Well, I tell you
Amen,
what, Mother. We
Mother.
Thank and praise God for you. You've helped make our day here this morning and all of our listeners.
Well, it was meant for this to come across.
Yes, it was, Mother.
Yes, it
yes,
was.
It was. Yes, it was. Amen.
And I appreciate my walk with God every day.
Amen, Mother. Well, we appreciate God for even
and
having
I'm
you.
And I'm a shout no woman go dress every day for Jesus and not flesh.
What you say?
Woo!
What you say? What you say? Go ahead on, Mother. Well, Mother, we're going to go ahead on and see can we.
I'm coming to Lake Charles.
Huh? When we coming to Lake Charles?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody invited us to Lake Charles yet.
Well, I'm going to see. I go to Glad Tide Pentecost Church.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to tell them, let's get this powerful group of people out of Alexandria to come fellowship with us a Sunday evening.
All right,
Amen.
Mother. All right. Praise God. Amen.
Hey, brother, we'll burn this shoe off these feet.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Mother.
All right, Mom.
All right, Mama. I'm going to ease on up the Yellow Brick Road and see what Dorothy and the Tin Man got going on. All right?
All right. God bless you.
All
and
right,
Mother. Anytime you feel y'all need me to come in agreement, help
yes, ma'am.
Help yourself and call me.
All
Amen,
right, Mother.
Ma.
Well, thank you now. God bless
right.
you now.
Right,
all right,
it's
Mama's on fire.
It's good to hear them
oh,
one
yes.
fired up when you're
yeah.
80 years old and still fired
80
up.
80 years
and
old.
And need so many people today,
I'm
bitch.
Sorry, let's correct that. 80
young.
Years young.
Yes, that's no way in the world.
80 years young.
That's
hallelujah.
Old.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can feel the youthfulness. You can
I
hear
can,
the joy
look.
Of the Lord all over her.
Now, look,
Amen.
When my car battery get dead, that's who I want to give me a jump.
She gonna listen.
That's who I want to get a jump from because that mother there got some sparks in
you
her.
Got some sparks.
I heard some, look here, there's some nitroglycerin in him veins.
You know, that's what it's all about because it lets you know
it.
That it,
I
can,
love it.
It happens,
I
people
love it.
Of God.
I love
just
it.
Because you're going through situations,
I
you can't
it.
Allow your circumstances
no.
just beat you down.
No, you can't.
The joy. This
Amen.
World, you know, the joy that we have, the world didn't give give it to us.
Deaconess Sarah Fryer is asking for prayer from Long Beach, New York.
Yeah.
Long Island, amen. Pray for her and her family. All right, Sister Fry, we understand you're not able to call in, but we're going to touch and agree now.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
in
you
the name of
see
Jesus.
Our dear beloved sister up in New York. Father, we're asking that you will intervene as only you can.
Yes,
Lord, she
Lord.
Did not say what the problem was,
but
you know what? It's not a problem. It's just a challenge for her.
Yes.
But Lord God, your, our, extremities are your opportunities.
Yes,
Father, we touch and agree right now that you will afford her the opportunity to know that it's already done for your glory and honor. Father, we ask that you step in
yes.
and work it out as only you can. We know that it's already worked out.
Thank you, Lord.
For you told us when you pray, believe that you have those things and you shall have them. Lord, on behalf of Sister Fryer, we touch and agree that it is already done in the name of Jesus. Line upon line, precept upon precept, we thank you that it is done for your glory in Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus'
amen
name.
And amen.
Amen.
God
we
bless you, Sister Fryer.
So.
Amen. And if you're out there and you'd like to call in, the number to call is 877-464-2500. Minister Mildred, anything you're saying?
Yeah, I was just going back to what Mother, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, people of God. Many times, you know, you can even praise your way out of even the circumstances you're going through. Amen. God don't want you to stay all defeated and want you all, you know, gloomed and doomed out, you know? We can start speaking what the Word of God says, and you will see that, you know, Bishop, that depression has to go. And that's what the enemy is using so much now today. I saw this young lady yesterday, and she was just full of depression and saying that she had it before, you know, a long time. And they just hold on to that depression. Why do you want to hold on to depression?
My God.
She's taking medication, she says she is, and it's still not doing her any good. But just try Jesus. That's all I
right.
wanted to share.
All right. Carla, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and what your prayer request is?
My name is Dora. I'm calling in for prayer for my mama. My mama's not feeling good. She's in the nursing home. And I'd like to say a prayer out for my mom.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes. we thank you for this dear child concerned about her mother right now. And, Lord, we know that you have mother's best interest at heart, even in the nursing home. Lord, we're asking for favor with the staff members to not mistreat her, not to neglect her, or to do any such thing in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for favor right now that you will be there to help mother out in all of her ailments, in all of the circumstances and situations. And not only that, give her child, this mother right here, peace in her mind,
peace.
Knowing, Lord God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
We decree and declare faith to be released upon her in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Lord, all of the doubt, disbelief, and anything that the enemy is using, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We place the blood of Jesus over your mother and all that is dear to you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we release peace, joy, and happiness and the power of your Holy Spirit to magnify itself in this dear child's life in Jesus' holy name. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen. My sister, go in the power
yes.
of the Lord and know that it is well.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome, beloved. All right, if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-464-2500. That is the number to call. Amen. We know that Jesus is still healing. Amen. One of the things I'm telling you today is that, listen, any person of God, listen at me very carefully. You're out there in Facebook land. You're out there on social media. Listen, don't you ever confess that you are under the attack of the enemy. I'm talking to every spirit-filled, born-again believer out there. Don't you never confess that you're under attack. You'll never find Jesus saying he was under attack anywhere. You'll never find
He really
the Apostle
said.
Paul said that Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, but you know what? He still knew his authority in Christ Jesus. Yes, people will do evil things against us.
Right.
But what is the word of God that you love to quote from the Old Testament? You love to quote that scripture that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's the truth.
All right. Hello, Carla. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and what your call is?
My name is Mary. I'm calling concerning my son. He's down in Florida. I say in Louisiana. But prayer can go anywhere.
That's prayer right, Mother. Prayer can go anywhere.
He is attacked by a bad spirit. He called and say all kind of matters of things, and I know that's not my son.
Yes.
I need prayer for him. He is in Clearmont, Florida.
He's in
Clearmont, Florida. His name is Rashad, and please pray for him.
We're going to pray now, Mother, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know where Rashad is at. And this mother is standing in the gap on behalf of her son in the name of Jesus. Satan, we loose you of your assignment over his life. Lord, Lord, send the conviction of your spirit on Rashad right now. Satan, you are a lie. This child has purpose in his life, and he has an assignment and work to do for the Lord. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus, and every form of trickery and attack that you've placed on his life, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the conviction of your Holy Ghost not give Rashad rest. Let him become tired and disdained in the things that he's doing that is not pleasing to you. Lord, any abuse against himself, against his body, let the conviction of your Holy Spirit yes. override it. Father, every addiction, every problem, anything that is destroying his temple that you made for your spirit to live in, we cancel the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak the peace that surpasses all understanding upon this mother right now. We touch and agree by her faith, touching and agreeing with her faith. Lord, that it's already done according to your word. For you said when you pray, believe that you have those things and you shall have them. And we thank you that it is done in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.
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 Mother, it's done, mother. Amen.
Praise God.
God
and
bless
Bishop,
you.
That's the one thing. When we believe God, things going to happen. Amen. Every word in that word
oh, yes.
is true.
Amen.
Every word.
Amen. I was telling the saints of God, listen, no child of God, I don't care where you are, I don't care what you're going through, don't you ever confess that I'm under the attack. I don't care if you catch a cold. Don't say I'm under the attack of the enemy. Amen. I don't care if you got chest pain, the enemy attacking me. You're saying, when you say the words, he's attacking me, he's challenging you. Because you start your day by putting on the whole armor of God. Amen. And when you put on the whole armor of God, the fiery darts of the enemy cannot penetrate you. Amen. All right, we got another caller there. Caller, this
yes,
is a moment to miss,
you on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes. Could you tell us what you're calling from? And who? Hello?
I'm from Lake Charles.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to text you back. I'll call back, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But you
Amen.
Know, Bishop, we got to believe what God's word is saying. So many of us, we say it with our mouth. And that's why he said, you know, it's so many scriptures to let us know that we can't be double-minded.
You know
Amen.
What? You took the words right out of my
because
mouth.
Because if we say God said, God's word is true, so we have to believe what his word says. So why... You know, God had to deal with me about that. You're saying you want this specific thing, but then you want to settle for something else after because that specific thing hasn't happened. You know, that's double-minded. No, you put your mind on what you want, and you let it stay right there. Praise God. And that's what you know God wants to see, your faith.
This
Amen.
Tongue can control our life.
Come on.
The message that I would leave to you today, brothers and sisters, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're across the air, learn to control your tongue and you're going to control your world. You're going to see a change take place because every word that comes out of your mouth, remember the Bible said man shall not live by bread alone. Well, think about this now. If you're made in the image and likeness of God, stay with me with this.
Hmm.
If you're made in the image and likeness of God, what did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by
every word
that proceed out of the mouth of God. Now watch this. If I'm made in his image and likeness, don't you know every word that proceed out of your mouth going to have some type of impact on your life?
It will.
Don't you know that when you say, I can't stand you, listen, when you make me sick, don't you know every word you say? Oh, but now watch this. You done just got through praising God, but you're telling somebody, you make me sick. You know what the book of James said? The book of James said, a double-minded man or person is unstable
in all
their ways. He said, verse number 9, chapter 3, therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. which are made after the similitude of God. He said, out of the same mouth proceeding blessings and cursings, my brothers, these things not ought to be. How are you going to say Jesus is a healer, but then I'm under the attack of the enemy? How are you going to say by his stripes I'm healed, but the devil trying to give me a heart attack? Listen, No, let the devil know, because the devil is a liar, and you have to let the devil know that you're lying. I will not have a heart attack.
Amen. You got to turn this thing around.
I don't care what the symptoms are.
Amen. But God's word overrides
the symptoms. And God ain't going to make you well doing all of this stuff against your body.
And making yourself sick.
Amen. You can listen now. You can pray for healing, but if you're eating all that boudin, you're eating all that crawfish, you're eating all that salty stuff, and you're doing all this, and you say, Pastor, pray for me. I need a healing. And you're willfully. Remember, the Bible says this, too. We don't like to talk about that. He says the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Watch this. And he who defiles the temple, God will. See, so all you're doing is working in conjunction with what God's word say. Amen. You eat all that greasy food, and then you say, Pastor, pray for me. Amen. You eat all that lard and bacon and fat back and chitlin and people talking about I can eat what I want and still lose weight. You're being deceived.
Amen.
God did not make us that way. Amen. No, he did not. Listen, we've got to do something. If you won't, look, you want to move, but you don't pack no boxes. How that sound? You want to move, but you ain't got a trailer. You ain't got nothing hitched up. You know, faith without what?
Works is dead.
You're
going to have to put some, like you used to say, put some doodaloo-ya with your hallelujah. In other words, instead of just, you know, just, you've got to believe God. And when you believe God, your action is going to show that you believe God. Not just with your mouth. Your heart going to show it, because you're putting everything you got into believing God and seeing this thing manifest and won't waver in your faith. Amen. It goes back to that. That's the only thing I see in the word of God that moves God. Amen. When we can speak to our mountains, a lot of us trying to climb them. You know, that ain't even in the word. We have to speak to mountains.
I can't ask God to heal you from lung cancer, and you don't want to turn the cigarettes loose.
They love your cigarettes.
I can't ask God to heal your deliver, deliver you from cirrhosis of the liver, and you don't want to turn the alcohol loose. Amen. You saying, Lord, I've got nose lesions in my nose, but you don't want to stop sniffing the cocaine. You've got to be willing to say, Lord, look, I want to give all of this to you. And when you want to give it all to the Lord, he's going to change it. Minister Miller, we got about 30 seconds. Anything else?
Oh, it's already over? Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
God. Praise God.
Time flies when you're really, helping God's people.
We'll be at church tomorrow at 12 noon. You didn't ever announce that.
Okay, we're going to be at 1400 College Drive tomorrow in Pineville, Louisiana. Listen, all denominations are welcome. We, as a matter of fact, people say, what denomination are y'all? God didn't call us to be a denomination. He called us to be his disciples. So all disciples are welcome. Amen. You all disciples are welcome to come fellowship with us at 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Amen. Don't matter if you're a man, you're welcome. If you're a woman, you're welcome. If you're a boy, girl, you're welcome. If you're homosexual, lesbian, you're welcome. Amen. You're a pedophile, you're welcome. Amen. It doesn't matter what your hang-ups are. Jesus was hung up for your hang-ups, and we certainly invite you to come so that you can be set free from your hang-ups. Going to be around the station. If you still wanted to correspond with us, amen, you can give us a call at the station. But right now, here's some more information that you can correspond with us if you'd like to write us. Here is the information in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.